AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says there was chaos in Afghanistan leading up to the end of the U.S. mission there.
The women and men of the United States military, our diplomatic corps, and intelligence professionals did their job and did it well.
At the White House, the president says this was the way the mission was supposed to be carried out.
Since March, we reached out 19 times to Americans in Afghanistan with multiple warnings and offers to help them leave Afghanistan, all the way back as far as March.
The president says the U.S. will get the remaining Americans still there out of Afghanistan if they want to get out.
I was not going to extend this forever war. And I was not extending a forever exit.
Illinois Republican Congresswoman Mary Miller says this was a botched pullout.
We all know that another 911 is coming. Our allies don't respect us and our enemies don't fear us. We are in a terrible position worldwide.
In many places along the Gulf Coast, because of Hurricane Ida, there's no power, no water, no gasoline. FEMA's Deanne Criswell credits first responders.
They work so hard to make sure that they're keeping their communities safe, and many of them at the same time struggling with their own losses to their own homes.
Mike Richards is out of another job. He stepped down from hosting TV's Jeopardy after the death of Alex Trebek.
He loved this show and everything it stood for.
He made some comments demeaning to women. Now Richards is out as executive producer of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune. Sony Pictures Television cited internal difficulties. A huge firefighting force is gathered to defend Lake Tahoe from a raging wildfire. People in areas south have been evacuated near the California-Nevada border. Not much movement today. Stocks have been slightly lower before the closing bell. This is AP News. A murder conviction is being dropped against a man serving a life sentence for a fire that killed five children near Detroit.
A prosecutor says critical evidence that cast doubt on the case was never shared with the defense before the 2006 trial. Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald says that evidence includes a video interview with a survivor who told police that Juwan Deering didn't set the fire. McDonald says Deering didn't get a fair trial, adding, quote, "This is a dark day for this office." Deering, who's now 50, was convicted of murder in a 2000 house fire in Royal Oak Township. Authorities at the time said the fire was revenge for drug debts, though Deering repeatedly declared his innocence, and no one could identify him as being at the property. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Texas House gave final approval to a sweeping rewrite of the state's election laws. This was spurred in part by the 2020 election. Ed Donahue, AP News.